This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. Got a lot of bluegrass music to play. We'll get straight into it with the Bluegrass Album Band doing an old Flat and Scrog song called Down the Road.
Down the road, about a mile or two, lives a little girl named Pearly Blue, about so high her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town. Now every day and Sunday too, I walk the soles right off my shoes. I don't know why I love her so, that gal of mine lives down the road. Heading down the road. road to get my girl on the line. You'll find me there most any old time. He owns a farm from the hog lot to the barn, from the barn to the rail. He made his living by carrying the mail. Now every day and Sunday too, I go to see my pearly blue. Before you hear the rooster crow, you'll see me heading down the road. About a mile or two lives a little girl named Pearly Blue, about so high and her hair is brown, prettiest thing boys in this town.
Oh, classic Flat and Scruggs music there from the Bluegrass Album Band. Didn't they do a good job? Old Man Hicks, he owns a farm. That was a reference to the fiddle player Bobby Hicks. An album that I got a long time ago, Patti Loveless, Mountain Soul, which was Patti Loveless, a country singer, really doing a great job with some bluegrass music, really as part of her heritage. And she chose some really great songs for the album. And one I'm going to play for you is one called The Boys Are Back in Town, written by Don Humphreys, Pat Enright and Stuart Duncan. And those guys got to play a bit on the recording of it. Actually, guitar is done by Emery Gordy Jr., the producer, Tater Tate playing bass, Tim Hensley on mandolin, fiddles, Deanie Richardson and Stuart Duncan. So he was one of the writers. Rob Ikes on dobro, Alan O'Brien on banjo, and the background harmonies were Tim Hensley and Carmela Ramsey. And Patti Loveless does a great job on the song. Story is about really the fishing village or something like that, where all the boys go away and they sail out to sea and they do whatever they're supposed to do out at sea, and then they're all come back and they're all excited because they've sighted the ships and they're coming in. And gather around, ladies, gather around, hear the news, it's coming down. The ships are in and the sails are down, the boys are back in town. And I can just imagine what it was like in the old days. I think this song sums it up really well, but you can decide that for yourself when you hear Patti Loveless do The Boys Are Back in Town.
Town.
very full bluegrass sound, isn't it? But she did a great job of singing that one, The Boys Are Back in Town. Johnny Wisnant is a name that I remember from my early readings on bluegrass music, but I never knew much about him at all, and I don't really have any albums of his playing. But every now and then his name comes up, and I've got this album called Rounder Banjo, which I think is a neat name because banjos are essentially round, aren't they? And Rounder Banjo has got tracks from a wide variety of banjo players on them, and it's got one by Johnny Wisnant, and I thought, I've never played him on the show before, let's have a listen to him. Lots of banjo players cite him as an influence, and here he is doing the Maple Leaf Rag. This is from the album Johnny Wisnant, which is a Rounder album, 0038. Johnny is playing banjo, Charlie Taylor is playing the mandolin, Leroy Mummer is playing fiddle, and June Wisnant is playing guitar, Don Mulkey is playing bass, and here's a tune that you probably more often associate with the piano. It's one called The Maple Leaf Rag. Johnny Wisnant playing the Maple Leaf Rag, and he just had a nice sort of 1950s, 60s sound to his banjo playing, nice and clear, expressed the notes beautifully, and I thought that sounded great. I hope you did too. I recently played on the show an album called Country Grass from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. And they've always been a good band. Lorraine Jordan plays mandolin and sings harmony. Tommy Long and plays guitar, Ben Green plays banjo, Josh Goforth plays just about anything, and they made this album mixing it up with some country singers. So they took country songs and often got those singers for the country songs to come in and do it with the bluegrass backing. And I thought that was a great concept for an album. And the next song I'm going to play is one called Common Man. The artist is John Condley. He first recorded this song in 1983, but here he is doing it with Carolina Road. John's doing the lead vocals. Brad Hudson's helping him out. And the band of... I keep losing where everything's written on it here. Josh Goforth, Ben Green and Tommy Long doing it in bluegrass style. I think they do a great job on this. And here is the song.
I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river bar, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. Just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way. 'Cause high-browed people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be.
Mercedes Benz, and there's some common people that I hang out with. They're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make up your mind to believe in me and leave this high living world behind? I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I had my say, it's gonna stay that way. It's how proud people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be.
And I'm happy just being free. And I'm happy just being. If I have my say, gonna stay that way. 'Cause high-browed people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way. 'Cause high-browed people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be.
That's some really punchy bluegrass, but it's a great song. I really enjoy John Connolly's song, Common Man, and can identify with some of those words myself. Well, we'll get back to a bit of old-time bluegrass now, and this is a band called the Lilly Brothers, and Bea Lilly and Everett Lilly, two brothers, played guitar and mandolin in Boston, of all places, and They worked out of they had a regular gig there that was in a real rough bar in a real rough part of town, and they had help from people like Don Stover and Fritz Richmond on bass and Herb Hooven on violin. They occasionally got Tex Logan to play with them, and the two brothers, they sort of just had nice, simple, plaintive voices that sounded really great. And this was some of my earliest memories of the bluegrass genre. I remember when I got an album and heard them, I thought, that's nice, simple bluegrass. I really like it. The song I've chosen for you is actually what I consider to be a Mac Wiseman song. I wonder how the old folks are at home. And we did the song at Back Porch Bluegrass just a few weeks ago, and I thought, that's a neat song. I'll find it somewhere and play it on the program Back Porch Bluegrass. So here's the Lilly Brothers doing I Wonder How the Old Folks Are at Home.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Oh, I wonder if they miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray my boy went away. Let your dear old parents all alone. You can't hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the field of my grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home. Down in the valley runs a little stream. It's seen whispers, don't give up your dream. You can hear cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the feel of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as you kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home. Village and homestead on the farm. You can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can almost see the people on the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as a kiss the boy goodbye. I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Down in the valley runs a little stream. It's seen whispered, don't give up your dream. You can hear cattle lowing in the lane.
That really is some nice old-time bluegrass there. That was the Lilly Brothers, and I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves, which are heavy with CDs, and I dig into them before every show and see if I could pull out something that might surprise you, and I hope the Lilly Brothers appearing on the show did surprise you. I've got albums that go back to that I collected in the 60s, as well as a few recent ones. And there's a whole genre of bluegrass, covers so many different sounds and so many different styles that I really enjoy sharing them with you. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media at Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been listening and playing bluegrass music in New Zealand for the last 60 years and really enjoying it, having a great time there. I'm glad that Free FM let me have the studio for a while so I can prepare my show for you. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything to do with music whatsoever, you can go to Shearer's Music Works, and they have just about anything that you could need there, from a brand new guitar or violin or keyboard or a ukulele or a banjo or a mandolin, down to a new strap for your ukulele or a pick or a book on how to play, or a book of songs, or anything you want. You can get advice from the people working behind the counters. They're musicians. They know the sort of thing you're looking for. And I'd like to thank Shearers for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. They've sponsored me for a long, long time now, and I'm very pleased that they do. We're going to hear from the Cody Norris Show. Now, this is the album Rhinestone Revival. Came out a couple of years ago. And the Cody Norris Show, they're the ones that wear the big fancy suits and strong colours and fringes and decorations all over them. And they look great, but they play real good bluegrass music. Cody Norris on guitar and most of the lead vocals. Mary Rachel Nally Norris on fiddle and mandolin, and she does a lot of harmony vocal and occasional lead vocal. Josiah Tyree on banjo and harmony vocals and occasional lead vocal. And Charlie Lohman on bass, and they get a bit of help with some harmony fiddle and a bit of percussion and things like that. But I'm going to play two songs from Cody Norris and the Cody Norris Show. Let All the Girls Know You're a Cowboy. That's a great title for a song. Let All the Girls Know You're a Cowboy. And then that will be followed by the song My Home in Virginia, the Cody Norris Show.
I moved out west in 1967. Let me walk in my family's home. I made my rounds in suits with JCPenney, and every night I went home alone. It didn't take me long to learn the scoreboard. Justin boots replaced my Tom McCann's. Shiny gabardine gave way to denim, and a Stetson with a silver concho band. You gotta let all the girls know you're a cowboy. Let them know there's nothing you can't ride. They don't want some tenderfoot, can't fill a saddle. You gotta rope along and never break your stride. Sigh with happiness. Well, I'm living high, wild, and handsome. There ain't a woman around don't know my name. And when I die, just put upon my tombstone a feeling never left I couldn't tame. You gotta let all the girls know you're a cowboy. Let them know there's nothing you can't ride. They don't want some tenderfoot, can't fill a saddle. You gotta rope along and
a saddle. You gotta rope along and never break your stride. You gotta rope along and never break your
city with a neon light shining all around. The way that I feel, my God, it's a pity, and I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I want to be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline. Silver moon don't shine like it does in the mountains, and I haven't heard a single whippoorwill. There's no beauty in this town, not a true friend can be found. I miss the folks I left back in the hills. Lord, take me back to my home in Virginia on the trail of the old lonesome pine. I wanna be where the bluebird's singing in the hills of my sweet Caroline.
That's a Cody Norris show in a very enthusiastic version of My Home in Virginia there. Well, we're going to dial it right down now. One of my early influences in bluegrass and old-time music was the New Lost City Ramblers, and we really enjoyed the music of theirs that came out on Folkways albums in the early days, and that was really made genuine when Mike Seeger came out to New Zealand in 1969, and we learnt a lot directly from Mike Seeger. We worked with him at the Banjo Pickers conventions, and we did some concerts around the place, and he taught everyone in the group something about their instruments. He taught me about banjo, he taught Alan about guitar playing, and Lindsay about bass playing, and a lot of fiddle playing with Colleen, and David learned some mandolin. We really enjoyed playing music with Mike Seeger, and the New Lost City Ramblers, they had a special part in not recreating the music of the 1930s and 40s and the old string band music, but just bringing it to life as much as anything else. And they did some great versions of old songs. And here they are from volume two of several albums that they put out, doing an old-timey ballad called The Raging Sea. And I really enjoyed their version of the song. Thank you.
of the ship. And it's nine times around, said he. Oh, it's nine times around, oh, we're sinking in the deep, while the landlord lies dreaming down below.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold, chilly winds, how they blow, while the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below.
On the deck was the captain of the ship. A fine looking fellow was he. Says, I have a wife in old New Mexico, and tonight she is looking for me.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold chilly winds, how they blow, while the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below.
Was the lady of the ship. A fine looking lady was she. Says, I have a husband in New Mexico, and tonight he is looking for me.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold chilly winds, how they blow, while the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies sleeping down below.
Deck was the sassy little cook. A sassy little cook was he. He cares no more for his wife and his child than he does for the fish in the sea.
Oh, the raging sea, how it roars, and the cold chilly winds, how they blow, while the night of poor sailors are sinking in the deep, and the landlord lies dreaming down below.
Classic old time ending the way they did, because in the 1930s, when they just made the records direct from the recording, you could watch the recording being made and you were never quite sure how much time you had left. And they must have been watching there and they couldn't quite get the end tag in. That was the New Lot City Ramblers doing a great job of that song. It sounded to me a bit like a Charlie Poole song, but I'd have to dig out the liner notes that came with the album to know that. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts and the various ways that you can listen on podcasts to Back Porch Bluegrass, whether it's Podbean or Apple Podcasts or Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, a whole bunch of different ways you can listen. Thanks very much for tuning in when you do and letting me accompany you at your day's work or as you go for a walk or motorbike ride or walk the dog or whatever it is. Thanks very much for letting Back Porch Bluegrass be a part of your life. All the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and also throughout Canada, we've got a deal going where Canada takes some of our access radio stations and access radio programs, and we take some of theirs. And the Canadian stations, I'm very glad that you take Back Porch Bluegrass, and I know you're having a cold winter up there, and we think of you often in that cold climate, especially down here while we're having nice sunny days in the Southern Hemisphere. So thinking of you all there. Now, we've got a concert. When I say we, I mean me and my family play as the Trenwiths. That's myself on banjo, my sons Sam and Tim on guitar and bass, respectively, and they do most of the singing, and my grandson Tyler on a percussion kit, kick drum and a tambourine and a shaker, and he also plays harmonica, and we do our bluegrass-ish music, and we're playing as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival, and the festival runs for a bit over a week in the late March 2026. We're playing a concert on Saturday, March the 28th. It's an afternoon concert, starts at 3 p.m. and it's at the Woolshed in the Te Awa Life Care Village. The Woolshed's a great venue, great big lounge area with good seating, good stage area, good lighting, and it's an excellent place to play music, and I'm delighted that they've asked the Trenwiths to put on a bluegrass music concert. We'll be doing lots of our songs, and we've got a little bit of help from my oldest son Jeremy and his wife Victoria. They do guitar and fiddle items, and Victoria's fiddle playing is delightful, and we'll have some songs from a friend of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. She was part of the band for many years. Pam Finlay will be singing a couple of songs. So it's a varied program. Be great for you to come along Saturday, 28th of March. It's $25 a ticket. You can get your ticket from Paper Plus in Cambridge, or you can go online at www.humanitix.co.nz and get a ticket. Love to see you there. And when you're there, come up and talk to us and say you heard about the show on Back Porch Bluegrass. I'll be delighted. In the meantime, I think I'll play a song from the Trenwiths album that we did several years ago now. This is one that Sam wrote, and he writes lots of our music. He wrote everything on this album, and this is a little different, and it's one called Banjoing Along, and it's really the story of Sam's life growing up with a banjo-playing father, and it's a great song. I'm not sure that we'll do it at the concert because it's a bit of a tearjerker, really, and I don't want to sort of sit there playing banjo with tears running down my cheeks, and it's a great song. I'm very proud of the fact that he's written it about me. Banjo Wig Along. Have a listen.
My ears have had enough.
Kids will be the ones who sing me songs, and I'll look to the sky with a sparkle in my eye as I sing. Oh, hear the music in my mind is carrying me through life, and my family singing songs, and you're bantering along.
Isn't that a nice song? Oh, I love that song. He does a great job of it, and he wrote some really nice words in the song. Let's hear Patti Loveless again. This is a sort of country-ish song done with the Bluegrass Band, and it's one called The Richest Fool, Richest Fool Alive. This comes from the album Mountain Soul.
There's just no way of going back to change what's come and gone. But if I could go back in time, I'd undo what you've done. I wouldn't look into your eyes and go completely blind, or listen to your pretty
country music played like a bluegrass band would play it, and that's the way I really enjoy it. I love the mixture of the sounds in there, the fiddles and the dobros and the really nice punchy bass but not overriding, all that good stuff. Hope you're enjoying the song. Let's go back to the Lilly Brothers again, and a little bit of old-time bluegrass, and the song is a little bit similar and to Sam's song of banjoing along, is particularly at the end of the song. It's one called "That Star Belongs to Me." Beautiful old-time bluegrass there from the Lilly Brothers. Well, jump right up to 2026. I've got a brand new album by You, Me, Everybody, New Zealand band that's really going places and plays some very contemporary bluegrass music. They got a tour coming up and they'd love you to go and see them. And I've got an up-to-date list of the venues now. I was quoting from a slightly out-of-date one just before, but this makes more sense. 12th of March, they're at the Meteor in Hamilton. 13th of March, they're at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. 14th of March, Kawaranga Valley Hall in Thames. That's a new one that I needed to mention. 15th of March at the Whangatau Hall in Lee. 20th of March, Little Theatre at New Plymouth. 21st of March, Hokafitu Bowling Club in Palmerston North. 10th of April, Village Music in Auckland. 11th of April, 116 Whangarei. 26th of June, The Boathouse in Nelson. 27th of June, Barry Town Hall at Barry Town. And 28th of June, Christchurch Folk Club at Christchurch. And 1st of July, Whiskey and Wood in Wellington. So they're getting all around New Zealand. And really what you need to do is just type you, me, everybody in your search engine, find their midnight album tour, and where's the best place for you to go and see it. Book your tickets and... you'll have a great concert. There's some fine pickers. Lawrence Frangus Rhodes on guitar, lead vocals. Sam Frangus Rhodes, young man. He's plays mandolin, fiddle. Nat Talkington on banjo. Kim Bollington on guitar and vocals. Rob Henderson on bass. Here they are doing a song called Misdirection. See you at the concert.
Should have called you and I said I would. I know the lesson, but I wish I could do things different, turn back the time. I know that now, but it's far behind. Slow and steady doesn't win the race, even if you keep consistent pace. Might just get you there across the finish line, doesn't mean that you'll be there on time. There is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. Should have noticed when the times were good. Now they're gone, I'm misunderstood. I spend too much time stressing about the past. Seems to me the only thing that lasts is that there is a sense of outrageous misdirection. It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. In debt to myself, how can I portray? The mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high. The weight of my heart is tearing me apart. It's another day. I watch the sunrise, then begin to fade. Will I regret this, the things I've done? Is this a lesson, or have I become aware of the sense of outrageous misdirection? It's a race against my mind, and I'm stumbling blind. I took a gamble, and it's more than I can pay. Dead to myself, how can I portray the thoughts that are faster than the words that I can say? Should I slow myself down? Can I begin to convey that the mountain I'm climbing has never felt so high? The weight of my heart is tearing me apart.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.